That's very cool. It's very cool dancing going on for all of you guys that can't see it, man. It's the coolest, the sexiest dance in all of professional wrestling punditry, ladies and gentlemen. And I have the Andrew Bello here with me. And I got to ask him, are there some hoes in this house, sir?
There are most definitely hoes in this house, as always, forever. And there always has been. And also brought to you by WLR, White Guys Trying to Dance. It's only on the YouTube stream. You got to catch us there.
It was fantastic. I got to tell you, for those of you that are only listening on the audio stream, you're missing out on Striz and Bells dancing. And you know what? It's quite sexy, if I may say so myself. It's the 11-11 boys, the sexiest trio on the face of the planet. You have never seen anybody as sexy. I can guarantee you that. Not only that, we know about professional wrestling. One guy more than the others, but still, it rubs off on us. You know what I mean? My name is Billy Ray Valentine, Billy the Kid, Mecca G, Cody Rhodes, as we get ready for the Royal Rumble, ladies and gentlemen, coming up in just a couple of weeks. I can't wait. I've already completely cleared my calendar that day. You know, it's done. That's my favorite. It's my favorite reason besides Bello's birthday for January. Okay, January is Royal Rumble season. That is all it is. I have the man himself. I know you already talked, but go ahead and introduce yourself and then introduce the man, the Andrew Bello, the God of Thunder, transgender, which I really like, which I think we're going to keep. And yeah. Kimmel is not on the list.
Kimmel on the list.
Kimmel ate up Aaron Rodgers. Okay. in a way I've never heard somebody getting eaten up before. Actually, that's not true. Did you hear Stephen A. Smith? Am I glitching or no?
No.
Okay.
No, so it's no, you're good.
It's Bell's glitching. Okay, fine. I thought it was me. Did you hear Stephen A. Smith talk about Jason Whitlock?
I did.
It's crazy. And both of them, Whitlock talks crap all the time, but to hear Stephen A. Smith do it, I was like, holy crap. But anyway, it is WLR, the Andrew Bello. Please introduce the man.
Oh, yeah. We have our main event of the evening, and he comes to us from the land of the Sun Devil by way of the Denver airport. He stands at 6 feet, 6.6 inches tall, weighing in at an unbelievably svelte 666 pounds. All biceps, brother. He is the master of the massive mammaries, the connoisseur of the colossal kajungas, and the hunker of huge hooters. Honk. He's sexy. He's stranglery. Strangler. Steve.
Boom. Thank you, Bells. That was good hang time on that one. I think that might be a record, actually.
I felt like it was working like a nice. It was nice, like nice. Yeah, I landed.
Yeah, you stuck it. You stuck the landing. 10 from the German judge. Not wow. Bad, not bad. Hey, happy birthday, by the way, pal. How was your birthday this month? What'd you do? Anything special?
Yeah, when was that? It was like a week or two ago. Nothing really particularly special, and I was trying to keep it that way. I'm 37. Yeah. There's like absolutely nothing special about a 37th birthday other than I'm just inching nearer and nearer to 40. 36 was like the last good birthday as a dear friend from a former job once explained to me, 36 is the last significant birthday because it's when you can legally have sex with women half your age. And I was like, that's a nice milestone to hit and just to have in your back pocket just in case. Sure. So, yeah, that's it. But now 37, it is what it is. I'm trying to not celebrate my birthdays, forget they exist, and be 37 for as long as humanly possible.
Yeah, I hear that. Dude, birthdays end up getting quieter and quieter as the years go on. But like you said, it's, for me anyway, it's by design. Like, you know, maybe you go out to a nice little quiet dinner and the groups get smaller and smaller. I don't know about you, but now it's just, you know, my dad and I will maybe go do lunch somewhere, or my wife and I will go to like wherever, you know, we like to eat, you know, keep it. Hey, we were even at the point where it's like, well, you know, that's only 5 minutes away. Sure, why not? Let's go. Like, yeah, you can be home before 6 p.m. You know what I mean? So, you know, I'm at a whole different level of birthdays than you are. So, you know, like, it's all about, oh, you know, we can get home before it gets busy out. You know what I mean? So it's like Jerry Seinfeld's parents having the 2 o'clock dinner special. Like, oh, we can just go at 4. It's like, okay, but it's unheard of. Like, no, no, no. Like, you don't have to eat lunch for dinner, being, but the older you get, the quicker you go to bed, and the earlier you get up. Like, you know, I'll be up at 4:30 in the morning, drinking coffee and listening to Hameen scream about pro wrestling on, you know, one of, you know, Friday Locker Room or Monday Locker Room, which I adore. I look forward to those every single week because it's just, it's funny just to hear him talk. Like, the sound of his voice makes me think I'm going to be having coffee. You know, you like start to like make the two things together. Like my
weird cats, association.
I swear my cats hear his voice and like instantly come jump on the table and hang out with me for like a 2-hour bitch session and listen to Hameen complain, which is great. But yeah, it's been actually a pretty quiet week. My wife and I ended up doing an impromptu weekend in Palm Springs over the weekend, which was really nice. We got out of the valley for a couple days and just like on Thursday, we were like, what should we do like this weekend? Because we both had Martin Luther King Day off on Monday. Nice. I had Tuesday off as well. So it's like, let's kind of head out for a little bit, just kind of stretch our legs. So went up to Palm Springs and walked around and had, you know, a couple of nice meals. And I think on Saturday, we must have walked almost 10 miles. It was crazy. Just did lots of walking. And it was like 72 degrees. It was perfect weather. And got a hotel room for the night, and the next morning we got up and went to our favorite donut shop for breakfast, and kind of drove around our town a little bit, saw a lot of our favorite sites, and just started to head back towards Phoenix, and got back here like around Sunday evening, early enough to watch the Bills crush it, and that was really cool. Was that Monday that they played? I can't remember which day, but whatever day it was, I watched them, and it was a crazy game.
It was Monday, Monday afternoon.
Yeah, they had to move it. Postponed from the snow, right?
Yep.
And that was a great game to catch. I'm not sure if Billy Ray, if you watched that game, and I don't know, you're not a big football guy, right? So, but it was a great game, great weekend, and just kind of getting ready to have a quick 3-day week now with Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and kind of checking in, checking out.
I didn't watch the game. I'm in Royal Rumble mood. That's it. So I can't even watch.
You got tunnel vision.
Yeah, the NFL playoffs, but plus my fantasy season is over, so I could care less. I'm rooting for the Buffalo Bills because they're the only New York team that matters right now. Miami got booted, so I'm pissed about that. You know, I'd like to see them bump Pat Mahomes, who did absolutely shit for me this season.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Pat Mahomes. Fuck you, okay? I took him number one in my draft. It was a 2-quarterback league, and I'm like, I got to stack up on QB. I'm going to go ahead and take Pat Mahomes. And you know what he does this season? Absolutely shit. Nothing, right?
Yeah.
And then he blames it on his wide receiver. Yeah. He can go to hell.
He did a lot of complaining.
Yeah.
It's not Taylor Swift's fault.
All right. It probably was. My team was so stacked, bro. I still made the playoffs. And of course, I got bumped in the first round, but if Pat Mahomes would have had a halfway decent game, I'd have won because I only lost by about 7 points. But hey, you know, there's always next year. So let's go Buffalo Bills, and that's all I got. I don't think there's anybody else I care about, right?
I had a hell of a weekend. I bet all of the games. I bet all of the underdogs to cover. 4 out of 6 hit, and 3 of those underdogs just won the game outright. Like the Rams barely covered against the spread, but like it just happened to work out. It was a good weekend for underdogs.
Crazy, so, dude.
Yeah,
how much did you make?
I thought Jared Goff
like $6 on each game. Like,
I thought Jared Goff just sucked. You know, I thought he had a fluke season with the Rams way back when, and then they paid him a ton of freaking money. And look at him winning playoffs games for the Lions, who don't win playoff games. I can't believe it. But whatever. Enough NFL talk. It is time for the Royal Rumble, ladies and gentlemen. The WWE is gearing up for their premier event of the calendar year. I know you think it's WrestleMania. It comes second to the Royal Rumble for me. That's what I'm waiting for. That's it. That's all I care about. But big news coming out of Monday Night Raw. Seth Rollins is hurt, right? And he's getting an MRI. What's up, Bells? What do you know? What happened?
I know he's got an injured back from all these promos he's been telling us from all these years. I know he's got a double, like at least a twice repaired knee at this point. So if this is knee related, that can't necessarily be good, but I don't know the details on the latest. I just know his long history of somewhat serious injuries that he's had over the course of his career. And like 2 of them have been knee related already. And I think that's maybe where this one is, if I heard correctly.
Well, they said that he has to go get an MRI. Yeah. You know, and he was limping. Apparently, he had to be carried off and into the back. Doesn't sound good for WrestleMania season, you know, which it's almost guaranteed. Not that we didn't know this, but it's almost guaranteed that CM Punk is beating this guy at WrestleMania. Right. I mean, it has to happen.
Well, maybe it now works out where, like we were talking about last week, like the one odd man out, like it kind of looked like it might have been Cody, but like really, it probably should have been Seth. And now here we go. Like it might have just worked itself out for everybody.
You see that? You see that?
Yeah, I see you doing your Dikembe Mutombo over there.
There you go. Dikembe Mutombo. No.
Not in my house.
No. I met him a few times. I'll tell you about it after the show. But I had him do it for me. I was like, Dikembe. I'm like, I had to do it. And he was like, oh, look at you, man. It was funny. But anyway, I'll tell you the full story when we get up out of here. Regardless of that, no. Cody Rhodes and the Cody Nation are going into WrestleMania with one objective in mind, and it's not CM Punk, and it's not the participation trophy number 2 made-up belt. We're going after the main prize, the WWE title, the most prestigious title in professional wrestling today, and we're going to beat the man with the longest streak of title defense. Well, not necessarily title defense, it's just holding the title for the longest. We're going to beat Roman Reigns. That's what we're looking at. We're not going over to CM Punk or anything like that. It's not happening. Okay, we got tunnel vision to Roman Reigns. Okay. JG Wentworth?
Yeah.
877 cash now.
Fantastic. All right, Striz, what are you thinking here? Seth Rollins is hurt. What are the implications?
Well, I didn't know he was hurt, and I didn't know he had an MRI coming. But I mean, when you work as long as he has since his last injury, it's almost like he's due because you know, he's getting close to 35. He's been working a full time schedule. You know, it kind of seems like when guys have those problems, you know, surgeons have to go in there every couple of years and clean things up again and keep them healthy. But if he's been going long without it, you know, you're almost overdue to have it happen again, you know. And that's too bad. I don't want him to be hurt. But hopefully they can get him to Mania. But if not, they can, you know, figure out a way to, you know, hot shot it to the Royal Rumble. I don't think people would mind waiting to see the match happen at the Royal Rumble. And that way they can save Punk from having to win the Rumble. Get Cody in there. Cody challenges Punk for that belt. I know you have your heart set on the thing with Roman, but you know, if anything, if it gets Cody to the point where he's in the main event of night one of WrestleMania, where Punk gets his main event, Cody gets his main event, it just happens to be in the same match on the first night, I think a lot of fans would be happy to see either one of them either go win or lose. So Punk carries it to Mania. He has a 3-month run, and they trade it back and forth, God knows, 7 or 8 times, you know, and Cody gets his story, and, you know, they move on from that stuff. And, like we said last week, it wouldn't be the same closure if it wasn't Roman Reigns, but it doesn't necessarily have to be Roman Reigns, but it is at the biggest show of the year. So it's like you're kind of like we're spackling a bunch of holes and just trying to get the best we can out of whatever the situation is. And if we have a guy like Seth, who's very much a main, you know, top guy, you know, and he's teetering on injury and stuff. Let's rectify that. Let's put it on Punk at Rumble. Let's get, you know, Cody and Punk. That's a good story. I'd love to see it. In fact, I called it months and months ago saying I'd love to see Cody and Punk at WrestleMania for the title. If that happens, then, you know, I think you guys should have a crown made for me with a big third eye right in the middle of the crown that says all seer, you know, that you can predict everything in wrestling. But, I wouldn't hate it if that was the way it happens. And then, you know, Seth can start his vacation early and, you know, start healing and get on the mend and get better for like a SummerSlam return, perhaps, or even like a fall return. You know, don't hurry up and come back because it's kind of hard to miss you if you won't go away. And, you know, he's put in a lot of time. So he's way overdue for that vacation.
How would it look if Cody Rhodes wins the Royal Rumble? And he has a shot. He comes out the next night on Raw. Like, Cody,
this is time why he's not winning the Royal Rumble.
It's
That's
time
why
for you to decide. It's time for you to decide. No, but given Striz's scenario, if Seth can't make it to Mania, and they take the strap off of him at the Rumble, right, and give it to CM Punk. So the champions are now CM Punk and Roman Reigns. Cody Rhodes wins the Royal Rumble. And he comes out on Monday and says, "I'm challenging CM Punk." Like, what? What?
That would I be mean, weird. You are just, correct. That would be odd.
Throw it away. Just throw away the last 2 years of booking because he's going to look like a straight bitch, right? It's like, you can't beat Roman Reigns, can you? So you're going to go beat up on Phil Brooks. You know, come on. It doesn't work. It doesn't make sense. If they were to have done something like that, I just stop. This is ridiculous.
The way that I would have that happen, if that was the way it was going, and we know that The Rock is, yes, going to be at WrestleMania and not at like Elimination Chamber in Australia, which, by the way, doesn't exist.
Right.
I would have
facts
that match made before Cody wins the Rumble, or at least makes the announcement that The Rock has challenged for the, you know, Universal Championship, and the match has been accepted by Roman Reigns. So it's already a solid deal. So Cody's only chance of becoming a world champion at that point at WrestleMania would be to, you know, do nothing else other than challenge Punk. That's the way I would do it. So it doesn't seem like he's avoiding Roman. It's just that that's already tied up and that's already a done deal and nothing's going to break that. It's the company's marquee event of the year. It's The Rock. It's, you know, blah, blah, blah. So, you know, we're going to do it another way. I wouldn't do it so like he looks like he's, you know, pushing out and doesn't, you know, challenge Roman. I'd make that so, you know, understood that he had no other choice than to challenge Punk.
This is why when Striz starts 11-11 wrestling, he's going to have me as a consultant. He's going to have me sit on the side and throw me a couple of dollars from time to time. You know, nine times out of 10, I'll be working for free, but he'll be like, here, just take this. He's going to be nice to me. But I'll tell him, right? He'll lay out the scenario. So how does The Rock move to the front of the line, right? You have to do a story between The Rock and Cody, because Cody still looks like a bitch if Cody just lets The Rock take the title shot from him. If The Rock is like, yeah, I'm claiming that, like, okay, so I'm gonna go challenge Phil Brooks. No, that's my title shot. So it still looks bad because The Rock rock bottoms Cody Rhodes and pins him, and it's over. The WWE has backed themselves into a corner here with this. They invested 2 years. 2 years. This could have been over with if they did it right the first time. People would have turned on Cody by now, right? And they wouldn't have had this issue. They could have main evented with The Rock and Roman Reigns. But no, they did the biggest mistake in the history of the WWE. And now Cody Rhodes is white hot. Going into WrestleMania, going into the Royal Rumble, And they have painted themselves into a corner where they do not have any good options. Either put The Rock at the main event of WrestleMania and then throw away 2 years of booking for Cody Rhodes. It's just the way it's looking for me. Like, it just goes nowhere if they do that. They have to follow through on Cody. They have to. You know, that's just the way I'm looking at it. He has to win the Rumble, and he has to win at Mania. Otherwise, these 2 years were a complete and total waste. And it would be
for
like,
who?
What's up? For the WWE and Cody Rhodes. They could have invested this.
Cody's had so many other stories in between that I don't think if he had done nothing but talk about Roman during those other things, then maybe, I mean, but he's been, you know, had the whole feud with Lesnar directly after Mania and has done other shit since then. They only started bringing up his story conveniently like 2 fucking weeks ago because the Rumble's around the corner again. It's like they dropped the whole thing anyway. So, you know, I feel like a lot of people probably even forgot about it. And the funny thing is had Cody gotten the belt at Mania last year, he would have probably lost it back to Roman right now. And they could have still had the Roman and Rock match just the way they wanted to. And Cody would have already had his story and then gone on other shit.
Yeah, I don't know. I could see The Rock just, you know, stepping in. First and foremost, he's The Rock, right? Like, he's going to get whatever he wants whenever he wants it anyway. But I think he can even relate to Cody in a way to where he doesn't look like a bitch by just making it, you know, like pulling Cody aside and being like, look, brother, this is a family thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, we're going to do this at WrestleMania because he's like held the belt for 2,000 days and I'm one of the biggest legends to ever step foot in the ring. Like, it's kind of the place for us to do this. Like, if we could do it on SmackDown, we'd do it on SmackDown. But, you know, some fish are just too big to swim in certain ponds. You know what I'm saying? And that's not you, Cody. So get your ass in the arm bar and fucking enjoy it. But yeah, no, I mean, I could see, obviously, the Rock and Roman, to me, it just makes so much fucking sense that that's the WrestleMania thing. So now, like I said, with Seth potentially being hurt, Maybe Cody gets this belt at the Royal Rumble or whatever the case may be. But regardless, I can tell you this. He's not fucking winning the Royal Rumble because that's just too ridiculous. It's just too silly. Like, that they would just have him win it 2 years in a row, go back to WrestleMania, like just basically copy paste an entire year's worth of bullshit. It wouldn't be like, that's not a thing. Even if they like had him go in at number one, almost especially if they had him go in at number one, it wouldn't even be believable. Like, that this is just like, oh my God, what are the odds? He overcame and fucking won the lottery twice on back-to-back tickets. Like, that is just fucking, it's stupid. There's no way that they'll actually do that. And yes, the argument could be made that it's so expected, it's unexpected. Nah, can't do it. You can't do it. Something else has got to happen. He's got to find his way back to this belt through some other mechanism.
I don't know, man. I really don't know. It sounds like we'll be throwing away 2 years worth of booking if we do anything like that. But hey,
I got a question for you guys.
What's up?
Can I break in, Billy Ray?
What up, Squid?
I was gonna say, like, WWE is obviously so willing to like bend the knee for any appearance by The Rock. Like, they're desperate to have him on the show that he pretty much dictates what their main events are going to be, whether he wants to be there or I won't be there this year. And then they got to scramble to figure out what they, you know, last year with Cody's thing going. And, you know, they obviously wanted to have The Rock, couldn't get him. So they decided, okay, this will be the Cody angle. And it worked out luckily for WWE because people wanted to see that. But it was supposed to happen last year, but now it's going to happen this year. So let's give it to him, even though it doesn't really makes sense anymore. Let's still give it because it's The Rock. Do you think if like The Rock approached WWE and said, okay, I'm ready, brothers, let's do it this year and blah, blah, blah. If the WWE said, listen, we're not interested in having any more Rock matches, we're getting ready to do it last year. You know, we got egg on our face waiting for you and you ended up not doing it. So guess what? It ain't happening now. Do you think he would like, do you think WWE like kowtows to The Rock because they're afraid that if they don't do that, he'll go to AEW and somehow, you know, make a difference over there? And if he did do that, would he make a difference over there?
Interesting. Go ahead, Bells.
It's definitely an interesting thought. I think he would. Like, I don't think there's anything really prohibiting him from doing it now, mostly because he's like bigger than the WWE is, at least at this particular moment in time. Like, I feel like there's like more people following The Rock on social media and watching his movies than are watching Raw, certainly on a regular basis. So, yeah, I mean, like, as of right now, I don't think there's really anything stopping him from doing that. I do think WWE kisses his ass to try to prevent that from happening for sure. As far as him making an impact, like, yeah, I think he'd pop a rating for a week, but what's he going to do? He's not going
to full time. That's what I was going to get to. Is it
yeah, it's not going
to
be The Rock versus Kenny Omega at All In 4 or whatever. Yeah. That's not happening. Like that's just, that would be crazy.
And what's he going to do? Work with Jericho? Like,
who wants to see that shit, right?
Yeah, like, no.
I mean, at least
Moxley would probably be the only guy that would be kind of interesting to watch him work, you know, and then The Rock's not going to go and bleed and do all that kind of crazy shit anyway, so.
I think it's highly unlikely that The Rock makes it over to AEW. Well, then again, I can't say that, right? Because Tony Khan will give him $10 million for shit.
Sure.
Right? So he could show up over there. But if he did show up, it wouldn't be on a regular basis. It would have to be like a one-off or two things, like or three matches in a year or something like that that he would do. It's all up in the air now because the Vince McMahon loyalty thing is gone, right? And Tony Khan is giving out money. So everything is up in the air. Anything can happen. So, I mean, even though I think it's highly unlikely because I don't think The Rock is really into it. Not that he's not into wrestling. It's like he's a billionaire.
Right. It's just a way for him to go and promote a movie project that he's working on, really, I think. You know, that's how it feels like.
And he's 50-something, you know. So he's like, you know what? I'm going to be the president of the United States one day. Let me just chill out.
4 years.
Right. Probably, you know, like, so let me just chill out and not do this or whatever. But absolutely, it's possible. It's not out of the realm of possibility that something like that goes down. Can't ignore it anymore. You can't say that it's not possible. Like, I think if you would have asked me this question about 4 years ago, I would have been like, impossible. He'll never make a jump over there. But now, totally different landscape, totally different story. So it is certainly possible. But anyway, Seth Rollins is hurt, right? So let's see what develops there. That kind of changes things depending on the severity of the injury, which we don't know at this point. They are saying, Sean Ross Sapp is reporting that tomorrow or Thursday, they'll have a better idea of what's going on with Seth. He may not even make it to the freaking Rumble the way they're writing about this. I don't know if they're over-exaggerating things or not, but it doesn't look good from the way they're spelling it out. That's it. So I didn't see what happened on Raw. He was wrestling Jinder Mahal, apparently, and that's what he gets. That, you know, for screwing around with Jinder. Jinder broke his leg, you know, and he should have taken a title at that point. The only other scenario that I'm willing to hear is Jinder Mahal winning the WWE title at WrestleMania.
It was a good match.
Yeah. Other than that, I'm not interested. What's up? What's up, Striz? What were we saying?
I'm sorry. I was just gonna say it was a very good match, and they had a point where Jinder looked like he was about to slip over for the belt, and everybody bought it. It was great. They did a great job, the two of them. They had great synergy together.
Awesome.
If I'm not mistaken, that was the match for the first NXT championship ever, right? Sure they talked about that on commentary. But yeah, there was like a tournament for the first championship, and I'm 95% sure it was Rollins and Mahal in the final.
That's really interesting.
Seth over.
Yeah. Two future WWE champions. Can you believe we're saying that about Jinder Mahal? Like, he's the dude. I like Jinder a lot more now than I did before. I'll tell you that much.
He's a good hand, man. He's a solid dude, and he looks like a heavyweight. Looks like a full grown man, 6'5", you know, 265. I mean, he's a monster.
Right. I think there's a lot more that they can do with him.
Yeah, I think they need to sell more about his size.
Right.
Like, it seemed like they never really bring it up, but he's freaking gigantic.
Yeah. And they punk him out, and that's the problem. So nobody buys it. But while he was WWE champion, they could have. But then again, you know, they made him bow down to Triple H and kiss his freaking hand.
Yeah, so they decided not to make him, you know?
Right. Stupid.
Yeah, that's stupid. Egos came into play, came into play, and they said, okay, no, I can't do it. That's terrible. That was. The person who always says that's we do what's good for business. That was a terrible move for business. That was all ego. Right. And it could have made him. What would it hurt for one a job for one night? Just help a guy out one night. And no, they decided not to do it.
Incredible. Incredible. And at that point, he had nothing to lose. Like, it doesn't matter. You lose to Jinder. So what? People probably look at him favorably.
Wow. No one would have cared. No one would have cared if he ended up in spitting water in the crowd and doing the DX sign or whatever. That's all they wanted to see.
That's it.
But they couldn't even do that, you know?
Right. Well, you know, what the hell? Dolph Ziggler has appeared in TNA wrestling. You know, TNA's been making big offers to big professional wrestling names and haven't been able to land any, but Dolph Ziggler is involved, and he's also over in New Japan, but he showed up at Hard to Kill, apparently, which most people, whomever saw it, the three people that saw it, are raving about it, which is good. You know, like, it's not a bad thing, but he's over there. He's challenging Moose, apparently, straight to the main event scene, which is really not saying much over at TNA, but you know, hey, listen, I'm open to it. You know, it's a Bella was talking about, you know, a big fish in a small pond, right? With the Rock and SmackDown. It's kind of what this is, maybe a little bit. Let's see what's up here. Bells, what do you think of Dolph Ziggler over at TNA? First off, what do you think of the resurgence of TNA?
Yeah, I like TNA. I like that it's back to being TNA. I haven't watched much of the product, which I guess might tell you all you really need to know about my true excitement level, but I guess, you know, it is what it is. No, Ziggler is not a too big of a fish in a small pond. Like, this is the most perfect fit ever. Dolph Ziggler is like the most TNA wrestler to never have wrestled in TNA. He is just like, you know, he's just a very, like, you know, he's everything about him is just somebody light. TNA is just WWE light. Like, that's all it's ever been. It's all it's ever going to be. He's just Mr. Perfect Light and HBK Light, and he would have had amazing matches with fucking Shark Boy and Curry Man back in the day, because that's who he fucking deserves to be in the ring with. It would have been amazing. Wow. They would have been really good matches. But wow. But that's where Ziggler has always belonged, and I'm glad he's finally found his home. I hope they put Moose over him, because fuck him.
I don't know if I disagree with you. But I think
him and Sanjay Dutt would have tore the house down back in the day.
Ultimate X match, baby.
Sanjay Dutt was pretty good back in the day. I saw him at Ring of Honor several times live, and he's pretty good wrestler.
Great. All these guys I just mentioned are great, by the way. I'm mocking the gimmicks, but they're all fantastic.
All right, Striz, what are you thinking of Dolph? I don't know his real name. Everybody's calling him by his real name. He will be Dolph Ziggler. As horrible as that name is, he will be Dolph Ziggler for the rest of his life.
Go ahead. He's a hell of a worker. He's a hell of a shooter. They retired his name or his number from his collegiate days at Kent State University. Wow. So that tells you everything you need to know about his math game.
Right.
He survived the business 20 years full time and still healthy as a horse, or at least it appears so. So that's going to tell you that he's also a very smart person. You know, I'm interested to see what he does there. I don't think he needs the money. So if anything, it's probably just kind of a bit of a vanity project and kind of go out there and create and have some fun while doing it and make a couple bucks on the side. So I think that's cool. Keeps himself busy. He's young enough to keep on doing it. Maybe he can help, you know, get a couple kids, like, you know, a bit more secure, you know, in the ring and get them ready for their next parts of their journeys in wrestling. So it's interesting, you know. We've been watching TNA off and on, you know, not regularly. It's like a Thursday night thing, like, let's throw it on for an hour. And it's kind of just on in the background, and we look up and look down and on our phones, chit-chatting away back and forth. And it's just mostly background noise than anything. But now that they bring the TNA thing back officially, which nobody stopped calling it TNA.
Right.
Sure. It'll be kind of interesting to see if they're upping their production values. Like I had said, that was like their biggest hole, in my opinion, was like just the production had gone downhill so bad that I'm hoping they can bring that back up. So I'll check it out this Thursday and take a look and see. I mean, they have lots of, like Bella said, there's lots of great guys down there that actually can work and everything. It's just, you know, you just, it's so on the back burner in your mind of, oh, that's TNA, because we've all gotten into like a thing where you watched it and then, you know, they would drop the ball left and right and things wouldn't pay off or guys would get injured. Or like Stevie Richards used to say all the time on Friday in the locker room, they'd only have a guy booked for X amount of dates and they'd blow all his dates before they had the payoff. And they'd get all cheap and not want to sign him for another bunch of dates. And the guy would just disappear and they'd never have a payoff to any of their angles, which is absolutely absurd. So let's see how they, you know, take this next step. They lost Deanna Purrazzo to AEW, so there's one less person that I enjoyed watching in TNA, but it's great for her. She's making, I'm sure, a lot more money with AEW. She's a great hand, and she'll definitely help out the women's division in AEW. But that does leave a hole, and see how they're going to, like, you know, work around that. And not to say that she was the only person down there on the ladies' side that could work, but definitely one of them. You know, I'm a big Jessica Abbott fan. Did business with her 1,000 times in TCW. I think she and her tag partner just won the ladies' tag belts down there. And that's kind of interesting and everything. I like that they have ladies' tag belts. They brought them back long before WWE brought them back. And, yeah, so, like, I'll definitely check it out this Thursday, and hopefully they're kind of getting their sea legs under them again, and hopefully they'll get themselves ready for a good 5-year run. I'd like to see them run some house shows down here. I think that maybe, you know, you got to build buzz. You have to have, like, make it seem exciting and make people feel like they really missed out if they didn't go to a show. So book a couple of cool little shows with some good finishes and some good talent, and make the prices very affordable where dad can go, well, it's cheaper than bringing my kids to a movie, so we're going to go to the matches tonight. You know, let's do some interesting, fun things with it and get them out on the road, get some sponsorships to help pay for some of the travel. And, you know, it's not that hard to do. Just, you know, it's just work, you know, just put some hours in the office and see what you can get to get a 3 or 4 day loop going around. You know, it's not impossible.
All right. Well, yeah. What's up, Buzz? What were we going to say?
No, I just, for all the shit that we give TNA, I am just happy that, like, there's places that, you know, people can go work that at least are, like, providing some relative, you know, regularity in their lives. You know, like, there's guys that they're, like, for whatever reason, I'm sure there's a reason I'm just, like, oblivious to, and I may have even known at one point, now I've just forgotten about that, like, Moose isn't in WWE. Like, why? I don't know. Maybe, like, he smacked someone around at some point at a bar. Maybe she was a woman. Like, I don't know, like, whatever case may be, but there has to be some reason why they haven't looked at this guy at some point over the years. And, like, at least TNA is always going to be there to, like, you know, pick up people. Like, Matt Riddle will be over there in fucking no time, almost guaranteed. Like, he'll be over there looking for work, and so will a bunch of these other random dudes that may have gotten fucking tossed to the scrap heap over the last couple of years, probably rightfully so. Marty Scurll, he'll be working over there too. Like, these guys, eventually, they'll find a home in TNA.
Yeah, everybody's going to go over to TNA at some point. Well, you see everybody over there anyway. That's the thing. Like, I think it cheapens some talent. If I was running AEW, I wouldn't have not any of my talent, but my top talent over there wrestling in TNA, out of the question. Out of the question. Like, freaking Kenny Omega or Will Ospreay. And I'd be like, nah, you're not. You won't be on television over there. I'm sorry.
No, you can't do that, because then your top guys are going to get hurt somewhere else.
You won't. Yeah. You know what's another thing, Shriz, that gets on my nerves, and this is probably just a couple of people in the chat and me and you that will have something. I don't even know how you feel about this, but Vikingo, right? Hijo de Vikingo is coming out with the Mega Championship. Mm-hmm. Mid-carding. Wrestling God knows whom.
That's terrible for AAA. Well, I mean, whenever we had a champion in TCW, we always booked them incredibly strong.
Right.
And they couldn't work for another organization unless we approved it. And we talked to the promoter and said, well, what's your idea and what are you going to do? Because if they had our champion on there, no jobs, no looking weak. You go over it, you go over strong, and you have to. That's just what... It's when it comes to independent wrestling, I mean, we were the biggest thing in the area, so people would bow to us or we'd crush them and put them out of business. So it was literally as simple as that. So, but when you're AAA and you don't even have your own TV, it's kind of hard to argue the point. But, you know, they still draw great numbers in Mexico as far as house shows go. And they're on TV in Mexico, but it's not here anymore. They used to be on, like, Galavision or Univision. Yeah. But you just have to say, yeah, he's got to be strong. He can't do jobs. I don't really ever remember him, but Vikingo, doing jobs. It seems like they always book him favorably, but he is, like, in a tag match.
Yeah.
Buried on the card, like, third match in or whatever. It's not a prize.
It's not a featured match, right.
But the thing is that they have 17 other titles that are theirs that they have to take care of first. So the Mega Campeonato is not taking, you know, their first spot on the card. But at least they put up with good luchadors like Commander and guys like that who can carry the, you know, the match, and they give him good spots, and he seems like he pretty much goes over. It's just there's no need for him to bring the belt on, because there really isn't a much crossover between the two. Every now and then they'll bring, like, FTR down to, you know, Mexico or whatever. But more so, it seemed like with TNA for a long time, they're bringing TNA guys back and forth, and same with AAA guys to TNA, but I guess that relationship was maybe over for now, but who knows. But, it's not a favorite position, but he's also not getting squashed, which, if that was the case, you know, you're going to end up burning a bridge with the company. And it would suck for Vikingo to be asked to do something like that, knowing he's going to lose his bread and butter, which is in Mexico. Because a wrestler can work literally just in Mexico City and work 7 days a week because the city is so big and Lucha is so, you know, omnipresent that you can make an entire living never leaving the city. You know, it takes you an hour and a half or 2 hours to get from one side of the city to the other because the traffic is so crappy and that the space is just so big. But you can do it. There are probably guys making at least a grand a week that just never leave their own city. You know, it's not hard to do.
All right. Nice. What else do we have? Matt Riddle, we talked about him last time around. New title for AEW, new title design for Samoa Joe. I haven't seen it, but what happened?
Oh, okay, a new title design. I thought they added another title.
New tournament and title for AEW. I don't know. Pick a name, you know, and go with it. And who wouldn't believe that at this point if it happened? I mean, you sit there and be like, oh, yeah, that's going on. And it's another title that nobody would care about and nobody would invest in. But they changed the plates or something. I haven't seen it. Striz, did you see it?
Yeah, they have side plates now with the person's logo. They have Joe's logo on them.
How does it look?
It looks fine. You really can't tell the difference unless you really stare at it. And there's some little logo plates on the side plates that are in different positions now. And, it looked good because it was a nice sharp version with the black leather rather than the Burberry design that they had on MJF's belt. So it looks nice and crisp and new. Mm-hmm. Nice and shiny. Hasn't been thrown all over the ring 1,000 times yet. So. But they do get beat up fast. I know when WWE used to order their Winged Eagle belts from Reggie Parks, they would order all the belts. You know, they'd have six of each made at a time. So like six sets of tag belts, six intercontinental belts, six belt, you know, heavyweight belts. Because, you know, when you're out there every night and you're doing house shows and everything, they get beat up really fast. And the leather wears down and guys are wearing oil and it's hot and they're sweating. So like the backing of the leather would always end up starting to really wear down and even like dye, like because there's black dye on the leather, it gets on your gear after a little bit, so you have to change your gear. So those things that do get beat up after time, like they kept the Burberry one. I think that was the only one that they had made, as far as I'm aware. But you know, I know the guy that made the NXT titles, and he made six of those during the time that he was helping them with their belts. So you know, they go through them fairly regularly to keep them looking nice for TV or for pay-per-views and stuff. And then they'll have like the junky one maybe here and there that's in a box. Like if you go to the house show and it's a shit crowd, like, oh, fuck it, we're using the shitty belts tonight. Just so, you know, so they last a little bit longer, you know. So like any other piece of equipment, they're going to get beat up over time. But yeah, overall, I like the new style. I think I like it a little bit better than the old one. And hey, Joe, I'm not a big fan of nameplates, but if anybody's going to have them, Joe deserves to have them.
Right. If we're going to do it for anybody, do it for Joe. All right, last story of the night here, and I want to talk to Bells about this. Well, I want to talk to you, Striz, too. But President Trump in Iowa, apparently, who has a landslide victory in the Iowa caucus, and the election is still fair because he's won. It's not, right? But anyway, that's not what I want to talk about today. Donald Trump praises two WWE Hall of Famers during presidential campaigns. WWE Hall of Famer and former United States President Donald Trump praises WWE Hall of Famer Kane and The Undertaker in a recent campaign speech in Indianola, Iowa. Never heard of that. Glenn Jacobs, a.k.a. Kane, acknowledged President Trump's remarks, too, as he posted a clip of the former president's comments on X, and he said, thank you. Well, Glenn Jacobs just lost some serious cool points for me saying thank you to Donald Trump. I mean, I didn't know you were that much of a freaking buffoon, but apparently he is. Another man that's a friend of mine. Oh, Bells, you should do this with your new Donald Trump
another
impression.
Another man is a friend of mine. The Undertaker, you got to believe, he throws people off cages. It's unbelievable.
not bad. It's kind of a Macho Man and Donald Trump had a kid.
It's
kind
hard
of
to do the wrestling style promo in the Trump voice, okay? It's hard. Fantastic. A lot of people talk about it, I'll tell you.
I can't do it today. I'll have to do it next week when my voice is back.
He actually named one other wrestler.
Who else did he name?
China.
China.
Line of the night, ladies and gentlemen. That was fantastic. Another man that's a friend of mine. He's another one I'm not going to mess around with. He's Knox County, Tennessee. Do you know Glenn Jacobs? goes by the name Kane, Trump said while on stage. He gestured at Jacobs in the audience and said, look at the size of that guy.
Big guy.
Calling the Hall of Famer all man and one of the greatest characters. What's up, Bells?
Huge.
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 Before asking Jacobs his weight and height, Trump also addressed The Undertaker, who was not in attendance, praising his acting skills and physical strength. Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, we're going to pick Royal Rumble winners again. I'm still sticking with Cody Rhodes. Bells, what are you thinking?
You know, I'm thinking it's definitely not going to be Cody. And while I'm sticking with Punk as the most likely, I'm trying to think of like what outsiders could now be in the game because of a potential Seth Rollins injury, right? Like fill a void. I think while there is some news saying that Brock's coming back, and speculation that apparently maybe him and Gunther is a thing. I don't know if that's just internet wishful thinking. I don't know that Brock Lesnar fighting for an Intercontinental title is the thing I ever thought I'd see at this point, but who knows? But I would say Gunther's probably third in the running behind Punk and Cody. So I'm going to stick with Punk, but just kind of keeping an eye on that Gunther fella, and you know, just in case.
My son is here. And he's I'm gonna let him say it because he keeps screwing with me.
Okay,
he should be in bed right now. He came over just because I said Cody Rhodes was winning the Rumble. He came over here to screw with me. Tell them who's gonna win the Rumble.
It's CM Punk.
Why is CM Punk winning the Rumble?
I just have a feeling. They're clapping for me.
Yes,
exactly.
What do you mean exactly? He came up with some cockamamie theory that
I don't know if it was going to happen. I just said it was a good theory.
Go to sleep.
Another CM Punk move. I mean,
I want you to reflect on your Cody Rhodes hate and talk to me in the morning. We will rehash it.
Have him write an essay.
So, but he legit thinks Cody Rhodes is winning the Rumble. He's been telling me. And he says, I know nothing about professional wrestling. And 9 times out of 10, he's right. He's like, go away. Anyway, but that's the deal right now. All right, we're getting up out of here. Do we have do we do shout outs this week or no? We're still going to the
live chat.
We're still going to the chat. Everybody's
that's
still
how we're doing it from now on.
Everybody, Henny Powers, what is going on, my guy? Guy Henny Powers. Listen, I don't know if I should call you my guy anymore because he comes on here just to screw with me, just to talk crap about me, you know. You know, that's all he does. And I don't know any powers. I don't know anymore, man. You know, like, show me some love. You know, I'm hurt, you know. Well, at least you're showing my son some love.
But the less and less Billy Ray likes you, the more and more I do. So it's all going to balance out at the end of the day.
Now he's laughing at me. Look, he's laughing at me. Next time, man, he's going back into the chopper. I don't know how he slipped out this time, but whatever. What's up, Henny? How you doing, buddy? Colin Wysong. What's going on? The sexiest... honorary 11-11 boy. How you doing, buddy? What's going on? Hope everything's going well over there for you.
I like his here. Hold on. Colin's got Kane and Taker getting cabinet positions. I say we just put him in charge of the border. Just the two of them.
The brothers of destruction.
Yes. Versus the surge at the southern border.
it's the easiest fix, right? This is the easiest fix. Like and I hate trying to be conspiratorial about things, but you can fix this tomorrow. Just line up the military at that border. Let's see who's coming over. It's done. It's over. But no, there's a whole nother thing going on here. And if you don't want to put the military over there, put Kane and the Undertaker there.
I still propose a ninja warrior like obstacle course at the border, and anybody who gets through, citizenship. Congratulations, handshake, welcome aboard.
Let me tell you something.
They just filmed that like Japanese game show at the border, right? Like the MDX, whatever.
Oh, we can make
running it over big balls over water and just.
We can make it a reality show.
Yeah.
And
put real crocodiles in the water, though.
Right. Hey, listen. Those, you know, things happen, unfortunately. No, no, no. God bless all those people over there, man. Yeah. It's a sucky situation, but you know, something needs to be done about it. All right. Colin Weisong in the chat. Iron Patriot is here. What's going on, sir? How are you? Thank you for being here in the chat. This guy, literally this guy, that's his name. He is in the chat.
I think that's K-Bob, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay. What's up, buddy?
What's up,
K-Bob? My dude, Mandir, the sexiest of all the time mirrors. Say what's up to him, Bells.
My dear,
what's going on, buddy? Thank you for hanging out. A-Track Brown was in here too. What's up, buddy? How you doing?
Just want to see what's him up. There. I didn't see him there.
I saw.
You're just saying that to say his name.
He might have texted me. I think he texted
Track,
me.
Track was in fucking wrestling headlines this week. You want to tell that story?
Yes.
How did we not get there?
Oh my God, I forgot to bring that up. Friggin' A-Track. I don't even know if I still. I sent that to you guys, right? Let me see if I can find it. Do you have it, Bells?
If I don't, I should be able to get it quickly.
Hold on. Here it is. Literally. All right. Rebby Hardy is apparently leaving Matt Hardy, right?
Potentially and OnlyFans for all of you lonely, lonely fellas out there.
Right. That want to pay her. So Rebby Hardy caught liking a tweet about acquiring Matt Hardy's wealth. That tweet was, of course, yours, your favorite guy, everybody in the chat, A-Track Brown, who tweeted at her and said that, and he said this years ago, but so he rehashed it and he said, well, there's going to be a reality show. Breaking Matt Hardy was going to be the name of it.
Broke Matt Hardy,
something like that. And he was like, and it's going to be Rebby Hardy taking all his stuff when they get divorced, right? And so he tweeted it at her and she liked it and then it took off as per usual.
Like actual wrestling pundits were writing articles. Rebby Hardy likes tweet about taking Matt Hardy's money and fucking A-Track Brown. This is what a goddamn year this has been so far. We've got Cat Williams next to him
when it happens, right? And A-Track says a lot of crap, right? So sometimes I believe him, sometimes I don't. And I'm sitting next to him. We're having a meal with his wife, his daughter, my son is there, a couple other people. And he's like, yo, look at what happened. And I'm like, yo, leave me alone. I'm trying to eat. And he's like, no, really. And then he's showing me in real time. And then they wrote the article like literally seconds later, bro. That article was written.
Written by AI.
But some probably, you know. It was like that, and then it just spread. It was crazy. So, shouts to A-Track Brown for starting controversy and possibly.
He hasn't been in any of Matt's tweets lately. Have you noticed none of the pictures he's been posting, none of the videos?
Yeah, no, they're getting a divorce, bro. It's happening. It's happening, and A-Track was ahead of it from the beginning. Okay, all right.
House party is broken. Yeah.
So much for big money, Matt.
For so much for that. Hey,
half
Bell, tell them what's up. Tell them where they can find you.
You can find me on the X at the Andrew Bello. That's right. TH to the EAN to the DREWBELLO. And by the way, you can also catch me on YouTube under that same tag. And I got new stuff coming. I got a video going up like as soon as we're off here. I was going to upload it at the same time. Didn't want internet issues. Probably a good move. Give myself the old pat on the back. Talk to you guys next week.
The Barry Horowitz, man. All right. It's the Striz.
Or the Ciampa.
Tell him what's up, Striz.
What's up?
That's it. That's all you get. Where can they find the guy?
I always say everybody should hit us up during the week, but nobody ever does. Every now and then, maybe one guy. But
don't hit me up.
Yeah. you can find me on the X. There it is. At Strangler Steve _ and that's it.
That's it.
I'm not gonna tell people to hit us up because you know, fuck them.
It is cold as a mug up here in New York City. I've been out all day. My voice is coming in and out for whatever reason, but you know the deal. You know what's going on. It's the 1111 boys, Hameen Media. What's up? PW Hustle Networks. What's going on? IWC, YWC, how you doing? It is Royal Rumble season. I cannot wait. Henny Powers is going to be in for a rude awakening. All right. Transgender is going to be in for a rude awakening.
What?
Cody Rhodes is going all the way, baby. We're going to do it. We're doing it big. Listen, there's still time for you to get on the bandwagon. I'm not going to hate if you hop on last minute, man. There's still time, all right? And there's time for you, for all of you, to pull out your 401k, all that money you've converted from into gold, pull out your gold, pull out your 401k, your life savings, you know, what you got under the mattress, you know, what you won in crypto, all of that. Pull it out. Yeah. Go to Las Vegas.
And just pull out in general. It's good advice.
That's really good advice right there, right? That's very good advice.
Someone who learned the hard way, folks.
Two for the price of one, all right? And you go to Vegas and you put it all on Cody Nation, ladies and gentlemen. That's what you got to do. And we're going all the way to the top. We're winning the Royal Rumble. We're winning the WWE title. We're beating Roman Reigns, and we're fulfilling our destiny and righting the wrongs of WrestleMania 39, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Billy Ray Valentine. We're getting up out of here. You can call me Prophet if you want, but you can call me Billy the Kid if you see me. You hear me? All right? We're getting up out of here. Hey, Bells.
What's that, man?
Got your punk ass down the road. All right?
Again, how do I keep doing this?
Tell him something, Striz.
I like big kitties.
Take old bitties. Boom.